You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Welcome to 2MTL 254. I'm Chip. Welcome to the show. Can it be a show? It's so short. Welcome to the show. Ever since Doctor Who returned in 2005, there's been a recurring criticism of it that's come mainly from classic fans. A criticism that's deepened in those quarters as we've gotten further away from the wilderness years and sort of begun to take for granted the once unimaginable fact that Doctor Who is actually on the air again. Let's call this the over-the-top or the too-much criticism. It could be the comparatively big-budget computer graphics from the mill, or the increasingly cinematic season finales, or the love stories, or the slapstick, or the pacing, but it seems to boil down to modern Doctor Who seeming overly dramatic, too big. I think the episode most vulnerable to this criticism is Voyage of the Damned, which was designed to be a pure disaster movie, and that's a genre I'm not sure Doctor Who is really suited for. But I've recently heard and seen the charge leveled against The Doctor, The Widow, and The Wardrobe, and I have to admit the charge sticks a bit when you consider Madge's inexplicable ability to drive a giant tripod robot. But as the stakes have ratcheted higher and higher from series to series, I think many of the negative reactions have missed the mark because they're asking for the wrong thing. They're asking for Doctor Who to tell smaller stories. They're asking for more conservative storytelling. And when I hear that request, I think, you really don't want what you're asking for. Because there's one general quality above all that Russell T. Davies and Stephen Moffat have brought to modern Doctor Who, and that's boldness. Boldness and audacity have made Doctor Who a nationwide phenomenon in the UK and reignited the fandom around the world. Bold soap opera under RTD, ideas a mile a minute under Moffat, you'll note that these are different kinds of boldness, and that fans can and do frequently disagree on which is better. And that's where I'd like to see the debates turn, because conservative Doctor Who is smaller, quieter Doctor Who. I'd argue that's diminished Doctor Who. Instead, if you're one of those fans who think Doctor Who's gotten too big these days, try to be more specific. What is it you're really looking for? And then ask yourself how that could be made dramatic or exciting or interesting. Because this, above all, is true. The day Doctor Who changes to become less dramatic or exciting or interesting is the day it goes away for another extended rest. It'll be just a matter of time. And that's 2MTL 254. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com, and I'm on Facebook or Twitter. Look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord, and I'll talk to you again soon.